Chapter 6.
Okay, let's go over this again. Frank Campanella paused to take a gulp of the bitter brew that passed for coffee in the interrogation rooms. His partner on the case, Harry Kaminsky, was nowhere to be seen, probably watching from behind the two-way mirror. In all the years I'd known Harry, I'd heard him say maybe 15 words. He was the tallest man on the force, which, combined with his reticence, earned him the inevitable nickname Lurch. He looked like a dumb galoot. He wasn't. I glanced toward the mirror, told myself to forget about Harry, and focused on Frank's next question.
How long had you been seeing Mrs. Hartwell?
I sighed and splayed my hands on the table. For the 100th time, I hadn't been seeing her. I never even met the woman.
Then why did she have your name in her Palm Pilot in a dozen places?
He pulled out a small black electronic organizer and read,
Saw Jared today. Jared and I fought. Jared very angry today.
There are a lot of Jareds in the world.
It says here in the address part, Jared McKean. Is this your phone number?
He held it up so my lawyer and I could see it. You know it is.
And your address?
Yes.
This is Mrs. Hartwell's organizer, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never met her.
And yet, she's got your name all over the place.
So it seems.
Why would she have your name and address in her organizer if she didn't know you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Wallace Aaron, an up-and-coming young attorney whose name I had plucked out of the yellow pages, raised his hand in protest. Detective Campanella, he's already said he doesn't know.
Swill. Frank drank.